This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation. For your home, because it's where you live. The phone number is 800-636-1067. You're welcome to call us throughout the show, whether you want to talk about opening day, the upcoming NFL draft, the Sweet 16 tips off tonight.
Yep.
We have more coming from the As the Terps Turn. I mean, the soap opera continues with Kevin Willard and the team out in San Francisco. We have audio of his latest presser as he was asked about the latest involving his job situation at Maryland. Is he pursuing the job at Villanova? Here's Kevin Willard at the podium yesterday in San Francisco.
You've been very open the last week about, you know, trying to get greater NIL share, revenue share. I'm sure you saw Mike Locksley yesterday said he would prefer to keep some of these issues in-house. Why have you felt like kind of bringing this discussion in the open has been the best way to advocate for your program?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I think our biggest thing is we got to stop Clayton. He's really good. He shoots the basketball going left 48%. He shoots it right going at like 38%. So really the last couple of days, I'm trying to come up with a game plan to stop, you know, Clayton, because I just think he's one of the best guards in the country that we've seen. And then really, you know, obviously trying to fix our rebounding woes have been at the top of my mind, too. So, yeah, it's a big problem.
What was the follow-up question?
I don't know that there was one at that point.
Hey, he's trying to keep it in-house now.
Well, it's a complete shift in strategy.
I mean, right.
The guy before the Grand Canyon game couldn't wait to
he wanted his AD out there.
And air the grievances about what was going on with the Terps program and the fact they need more NIL money. And now it's just completely tight-lipped, give you nothing, just deflect and talk about the game and game planning for the Gators.
It must have been so awkward to be in that press room when he was answering a question with the media.
There is so much Kevin Willard vitriol on Twitter.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, people are just calling him horrible names, calling him just like, I mean, it seems like most people on Twitter already think that he's basically gone.
It kind of depends.
His last game with the Terps, whatever that is,
yeah.
Whether they make it to the Final Four, whether they lose to Florida tonight, that he's basically signed, sealed, and delivered to go take the Villanova job.
It's what everyone's leaning towards.
College Park.
That's what I lean towards when I hear him
skirt
the question there. Well, I did like his breakdown of the percentages to the right, percentages to the left. So it does seem like he still has an eye on the game,
sure,
which should be front and center. all this noise around the team is crazy, given the fact that they're in the Sweet 16 again?
Well, this is what baffles me. If he's going to go to Villanova, why not just make it known you're going to Villanova?
Right.
Players aren't stupid.
Because then people won't want you to coach now.
Doesn't matter.
Maybe he wants to coach
Will Wade,
the rest of the
season. Will Wade made it known he was leaving to go to NC State. His players knew it. They just wanted to win games. Ryan Odom, everyone knew Ryan Odom was leaving, probably for the UVA job. He was also mentioned for the Villanova job, but everyone kind of knew he was going to Virginia. His players knew it. They're not stupid. Nico Medved at Colorado State, they were in the tournament. Everyone knew he was leaving to go to Minnesota. Rick Pitino Jr., even though it wasn't known what school he was going to, he made it known he was leaving, looking for other jobs. His players knew it. They're not stupid. I just don't get why, unless he's working on something at Maryland and it's not solidified yet. Yeah. But if you believe the reports that he's already dealing with the portal for Villanova players, because that's out there, I don't know if this is true. I also read that he wasn't at the team dinner last night the Terps.
I saw a blurb about that, too.
If that's true, then just make it known.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, there's also
the distraction is because of you.
The Terps men's basketball Twitter did like a 35 or 40 second video montage of like them practicing and prepping to get ready for the Gators Sweet 16 game. There wasn't one shot of Kevin Willard in the video. It was all the players and, you know, the arena and all the obligatory shots. Not one shot of Willard.
The fact that Villanova hasn't hired a coach yet kind of tells you.
Huge, too.
Yeah, but again, if it's already known, then just make it known. That way it's less of a distraction.
Yeah, a couple of tweets from Big Cat from Barstool, at Barstool Big Cat. These are within the last 8 or 9 hours. Am I missing something, or has Kevin Willard hit every note on how to make it as weird as possible for you and your team before a massive game? Such a strange situation that feels so avoidable. And then he had a follow-up after that an hour later. I have a question. Why does Nova even want this guy at this point? 18 seasons of coaching, and he makes his first Sweet 16 and does this? Maybe I'm missing something, but this dude kind of sucks.
I don't think he sucks, but remember last week when we first started talking about this, I said something similar. This guy is acting like, you know, he wants this top 10 money, and everybody would want top 10 money. Like, he's a top 10 coach. Right. He hasn't been.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of memes about showing Kevin Willard in a McDonald's outfit saying, this is Kevin Willard pre-Derek Queen. I mean, there's a lot of stuff flying Kevin Willard-wise in the Twitterverse and obviously around the Sweet 16.
Look, the Twitterverse is always going to go low.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily support that. Willard's been good to us on this show, generally. I mean, he missed his appearance the other day, said he overslept, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Probably not getting him again.
He's been good to us. Yeah. I like him. I think he's been a good head coach for the University of Maryland, has had moderate success this year, the most success. But well, I mean, when he was starting to make all the noise last week, and my reaction was like, are you kidding me? You're not Tom Izzo.
Okay, but that wasn't really about his contract. That was about needing more help for the program. So yeah. I don't have that much of a problem with him going public for that.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go public and say, I need more money for this program, but you're leaving?
Right.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Right. Why are you stumping for more money if you're departing?
Just make it known you're going to a program that's going to give you that money for the basketball program. And, okay, you're probably going to get a raise too. But why dance around it? When all these other coaches are making it known, I'm leaving for another job, it's okay. Players are making it known they're leaving for other schools because the portal's been open for 4 days.
Maybe he's just straddling. He doesn't know. So he's got an offer from Villanova.
That may be true.
And maybe, like you said, your source says that Maryland was working on a contract. Maybe they are working on a contract. Yeah. So he's looking at two contracts.
Well, my source told me that.
He's looking at two contracts.
But now my source says he's got no confidence in it.
Right. Mm.
So it's completely flipped.
Well, here's Seth Davis's tweet. He says, Willard is in a tough spot. He can't wait until after the season to talk to Villanova.
No.
But he can't take the job until the season is over. He has already been more candid than he should have been, and now he's stuck. Maybe he stays, but signs say otherwise. We also have some audio here from John Rothstein, who's been on the show many times from CBS Sports, talking about this volatile situation.
Now, I reported on Selection Sunday that Maryland was working on a contract extension that would make Kevin Willard one of the top 10 highest paid coaches in all of college basketball. That deal that Kevin Willard has on the table now for Maryland, that's over $5 million a year. And there's other incentives that Maryland has put in the fine print in an effort to keep Kevin Willard at Maryland. As we have seen from Kevin Willard's reaction to press conferences throughout the NCAA tournament, things at Maryland are extremely, extremely volatile right now. The AD, Damon Evans, who presented Kevin Willard with a term sheet a couple of weeks ago, is now set to become the next athletic director at SMU. And Kevin Willard has aired a lot of these frustrations publicly throughout the NCAA tournament. But I have never seen a program go to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament and have all this uncertainty surrounding what's going on with their head coach moving forward. But this is Maryland basketball right now. This is the state of affairs. So Kevin Willard is going to weigh the offer to stay at Maryland and be one of the top 10 highest paid coaches in college basketball, or he's going to go and be the next head coach at Villanova and go back to the Big East, where he had great success at Seton Hall. Now, you can make rationalizations for both. There's a lot of stuff out there right now that with revenue sharing and everything that's going to change in college sports right after the season, that Big East programs will have more resources for their budget to pay players and so on and so forth.
Volatile is...
Yeah, it's a great way to describe it.
The timing is crazy. Yeah. Barry Svrluga pointed it out in the Washington Post. They went on a buzzer beater. They're in the Sweet 16. There should be euphoria. The women's team makes the Sweet 16. There aren't many teams or many programs that have two teams in the Sweet 16. Maryland is one of them.
Yep.
And then there's this mess.
It's a mess right now. It's a
it
mess.
It should be...
The game's completely overshadowed.
Jubilation. It should be... You know, the sense of accomplishment. You got two teams in the Sweet 16. Instead, it's all about Kevin Willard. And, yeah, Cake said that he would change his vote in our poll. I would, too, because I was of the opinion, I was kind of taking him at his word, and it sounded like he wanted to stay at Maryland. Now, that, as of right now, was a coy way to say it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason he framed it that way.
I felt like, in his position with the leverage that he had, that Maryland was likely to give him the things that he needed. Then I heard him talking about working the portal. Interesting, though, that Jason said he's working the portal for Villanova.
Well, that's out there. I don't know. I mean, who knows?
That's a theory, like a rumor.
Who knows what's true? We heard that he didn't have a dinner with the team last night. Why? If that's true, why?
It's a form of protest.
Breaking down film.
But again, if he goes to Villanova, and right now, it looks like he's going to Villanova, but just make it known. And why make it a story?
Because I don't think he expected Maryland to call his bluff. Like airing all the grievances about putting more money towards the program.
Right.
About trying to get a pay raise for himself,
mm-hmm.
like trying to fix all these little things that a basketball centric school can do over Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And then the AD to give him an updated contract. I don't think Willard expected Maryland to follow through and kind of bend to his needs.
Well, if they're giving him what he wants, announce the extension.
Right.
I know, because he thought that he could give all of these excuses as to why he's going to leave the program.
Right, Maryland wouldn't meet those needs.
Yeah, Maryland wouldn't meet these needs that I want to have as a head coach.
Right.
And this is why I'm leaving. Well, Maryland is meeting your needs now,
right?
And now it's just awkward because now you really don't have an excuse other than you want to go coach in the Big East. You want to go coach for a program that doesn't have football.
Yeah, just make your decision, K-Dub. I mean, if Maryland is going to give you what you want, all right, sign the 7-year extension or whatever it's going to be.
Right, come out before the game tonight and say, look, I'm at Maryland long-term.
It's nothing. I just signed an extension.
Signed an extension. The NIL... You know, like percentage revenue sharing is where I need it to be going forward to compete with other teams in the Big Ten.
And here's the other thing. If he does, let's just say they lose tonight and tomorrow or after the game, he announces he's going to Villanova.
Right.
With no AD, Maryland's got to hire a coach like that.
Well, they better have a few names.
Who's hiring the coach with no AD?
I don't know. Whoever the interim AD is.
The assistant AD?
The interim AD is.
Oh, I don't think who.
Is I believe the woman that you spoke about.
Oh,
a couple
I don't think
days
they're
ago.
Letting her do it. I don't think they're going to
let
her do
it. Well, maybe they won't, but like, isn't that what the interim AD would do if you don't
have... Well, that's what I'm saying. I think they need to announce a new AD. So they can make decisions like this.
Yeah.
I don't think they have, from what I hear, they've got zero confidence in that person.
Or the president just does it.
Maybe.
Yeah, the president just does it. You don't necessarily need the AD for that particular job.
Yeah, but usually presidents don't hire coaches.
Damon Evans.
ADs do.
He boned the whole program by leaving when he did. Like, he's, and Willard talked about it with Kevin Sheehan.
Yeah.
He definitely left the athletic department in a bit of a lurch.
Well, they got to have a backup plan. They got to be ready for stuff like this.
I understand. You have to have a contingency plan.
I mean, there's a lot of people in the staff. They got to know what they're doing.
It's a mess over there.
Don't worry. Kermit the Frog is the commencement speaker.
I did see that yesterday.
I mean, Kermit can be the AD.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeff Irming said if they win tonight, it will be the most uncomfortable 48 hours ever before the Elite Eight game.
It's probably true.
Because a lot of fans don't even want him on the sideline.
Yeah. I mean, so many fans are like, just get rid of Willard now.
I'm surprised by that.
Calling him a snake. I mean, fans are incensed.
If he leaves, they're assuming he leaves. I'd love to hear from people. It is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. When we talked about this yesterday and we put up the poll of the day, it was pretty much split, 50-50. Some people thought he was leaving. A lot of people thought he was staying. Now it seems to have shifted because of his non-answer.
Mm-hmm.
And because people like John Rothstein, who is a college basketball insider,
have
chimed in.
Yeah.
And because there's this delay. Damon Evans left. Like, his complaint was, I don't really like working with this dude. I'm not getting what I want. Damon Evans bounced.
Yeah, you got
he put his
out.
Name out there.
Yeah.
He bounced to SMU. It seemed like he was getting what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the interview on Kevin Sheehan. When I heard Willard speak, I kind of believed him. But a day later, I'm with you, Cakes. I don't think he's going to be here. I'd love to hear from people. 800-636-1067. Is he a snake? I don't know if I go that far. He may not be handling it right.
I'm just regurgitating what I've been seeing on Twitter.
Right.
And people are.
But you know, that's.
Well, if they lose, he's going to get blamed for the distraction. Now, I don't believe.
100%. He deserves it because he created all of this on his own.
When the ball goes up, the last thing Derek Queen's thinking about is, oh my God, Kevin Willard's leaving.
Understood.
So once the clock starts, the players aren't thinking about it. So I don't think it's going to be a distraction for the players. Now, the media will make it seem like it was. I mean, the players want to win, but if they lose, the media is going to go hard after them and saying you were the reason they lost. If they weren't distracted, the players weren't distracted, you could have beaten Florida and got to the Elite Eight, depending on how quickly he makes his decision. And then especially if he finally decides to come back, well, why didn't you just announce it? And this would have been a non-story for the last week.
But
almost made it so untenable that him coming back is going to be weird.
I don't even know how I'd feel about him coming back.
Oh, I know.
Right
you
now.
Probably don't want him coming back as a Terp fan.
Are you going to feel comfortable with Willard leading the program after the turmoil he put them through?
I would always assume that he's always kind of looking elsewhere or maybe has one foot out
he's
the door.
Flirting. He's always flirting.
Oh, so much flirting. Like
such a flirt.
Yeah.
Just
maybe.
Ready to flirt with the next pretty girl walks through the door.
Yeah, but what if they win tonight? Let's say they win again, get to the Final Four. Now he's got a Final Four in his resume. I think you get past it. And he signs the extension, and he says, I got the insurances that I want. And you see that they actually get big names in the portal.
Remember what he told Kevin in the interview? He said, I'm just trying to make sure it's in my contract that the program is going to get the money that we need.
Right.
Okay, so if
once that is
Pines,
part of his deal.
Pines, what's the
Daryl Pines?
Daryl Pines, the president
the
says,
university.
"Okay, we're going to give you that. Here it is in your contract. Here's your bump in salary. You know, 4.5 to 5.5, 6, whatever. There you go. Sign it.
Right, you should sign it immediately.
Sign it. Now, if he doesn't sign it, goes to Villanova. Okay, well maybe Pines didn't agree to everything.
Maybe he just wanted to bolt for Villanova the entire time. And he's just grandstanding, talking about, I'm happy at Maryland, in College Park.
That's my point, though. Just make it known, because it's okay for a coach. I know you can't officially sign with the new school, but you can make it known you're leaving.
Sure.
It's fine.
Well, he looks bad. Willard looks bad.
Well, he looks bad already.
If he's asking for something, they give it to him, and then he just bolts.
And he splits.
Then he splits.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it really wasn't about his pay raise or how much money the program's dedicating to it.
I believe that he was unhappy working with Evans. Other coaches have been unhappy working with Evans. I do believe that. So, and I do believe that they weren't getting the support that they thought they needed.
Right.
Well, then he's getting everything he wants. Well, Evans isn't there. He's getting a pay raise. He's getting dedication to the program.
I understand that. If Pines agreed to what he asks, I agree.
I always say this. You sleep on the wife factor. And I have no idea about the wife, but I'm just reading up. She was a golf instructor, became the golf coach at Indiana Wesleyan University. You don't know what she wants.
Well, she wants to go back to... She wants to go to Philly?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, it ain't that far. Yeah.
You know how silly golf is in the area?
Yeah. I'm sure there's some silly clubs around there.
Well, I'm sure Valdez can tick them off for you. He knows all the silly golf courses around Philly.
Oh, Marion, silly. Yeah. Philadelphia Golf and Cricket Club.
You know them all.
And they had the familiarity with the Big East already.
Right.
Okay, but... You know, he's been here 3 years. I mean, I think they're probably pretty comfortable. It always comes down to money.
Mm-hmm.
And if the money's there, it doesn't make sense to me. If you really wanted to go to Villanova, just announce it.
All right, we'll take your calls when we come back about Kevin Willard. Will he stay? Will he go? How does it affect the Terps in their Sweet 16 matchup, which is just about 13 hours away? So that's looming. It's also opening day for the Washington Nationals. But we want your input on Kevin Willard. What is your opinion on him and this self-made fiasco leading into the Sweet 16 game against the Gators? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next.